So a couple of weeks ago, matter of fact, it was 2 weeks ago to the day.
Family meeting time.
Very big family meeting time. 2 weeks ago to the day, I came in here and told you guys a story, which I will reiterate. I was watching a show late at night and not on my TV because the family was all asleep. So I had my... it was full on porn. I had my...
But it had a narrative. It had a story.
Well, yeah, it was a 30-minute episode. Yeah. I was actually watching the finale of Atlanta. Finished watching it. Gave it the perfect chef's kiss. Took my headphones, earbuds out of my ear holes. And it's about 10:30 at night. And I stood up. And I felt like I had water. You know how you feel like you have water in your ear after a shower or being in the ocean or whatever. Pool.
Big
and
water.
I felt ocean like I had water in my ear. And I'm like kind of tapping it, and it felt weird, and my ear was like slowly ring, like lightly ringing, and I couldn't, none of this manifested itself while I was watching TV or watching that show. It just happened when I took my earbuds out, and it was so weird, and it was like I had lost about, I don't even know at the time, it was hard to gauge, but the next morning when I woke up, I thought it would just go away, dissipate in some way. It did not, and I woke up with a ringing in my ear. And my left ear, the best way to describe it is I could hear perfectly in my right ear, okay, so 100%. And in my left ear, it was like crystal clear FM HD. And in my left ear, it was like really bad AM, where you're adjusting the knob, you know, trying to make it just right. And as I found out later, the best way to describe it, it's like a blown-out speaker, that really crackly, that's 100% of what I was hearing was that. It was so weird, and I don't. You guys, I didn't say anything while we were on the trip to the Super Bowl. And matter of fact, it happened the day before I was supposed to get on the bus.
That's right.
And so I couldn't do anything. And I think Gordon's trying to hook up with us right now. As a matter of fact, but I couldn't do anything about it because I was on the bus the next day, and so I basically, you know, did the Super Bowl shows, whatever, from Phoenix. I scheduled an appointment for, it was yesterday, to get it tested out at the McLean Hearing Center, which are fine sponsors. And so I go to the McLean Hearing Center yesterday, and typically in a case like this, they say that about half the time, it's just blockage in your ear from wax. So I'm hoping that they're going to run some sort of suction in there, and it's going to look like a sludge factory coming out, and it was just something blocking it that caused this. Very common. Very, very common. And so they went in there, and they took a peek, and there was zero blockage whatsoever. Nothing.
Really?
Clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle, and I'm like, crap.
Not even the thing from Wrath of Khan.
No, they didn't find the earwig from the Wrath of Khan.
Okay.
So she, Jennifer over there at the McLean Hearing Center said, you know what, you're going to have to go see an ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor. Do you have one? I'm like, I don't have one. I've never had any ear problems, any of that. And, you know, beyond my cocaine addiction, I've never had any nasal issues.
You have a throat doctor, but it's a different kind.
Exactly, right. He's a friend. So anyway, they got me in this morning to see the ear, nose, and throat doctor down at over at Medical City. So it's a hospital. And now we're joined by Dr. Gordon Key.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
COVID Keith joins us now.
Don't call me COVID Keith.
How are you, bud?
So keep going with your story. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. You feeling any better? You sound like you're getting better.
I feel better than I felt a few days ago, but I'm still extremely COVID positive and weak.
Well, we're praying for you.
But my ear, nose, and throat are probably
they're all good.
I feel great, Groobs.
I'm offering more thoughts than prayers.
Feel great.
So at the Gordon, I go in. I have this weird. I lost hearing in my left ear. It happened literally within a span of like 15 minutes. And so the McLean Center told me, they go, you probably have something called sudden hearing loss or sudden deafness. And I'm like, okay.
That's so non-medical sounding.
Well, I know, dude. And so I go, well, what are my options here? And this is before I go to the ENT. And They told me at the McLean Center, it's steroids, but it's either orally admitted or you can get a shot into your eardrum.
AP.
And I'm like, a what? And
how
yes,
long is that needle?
A needle in your eardrum.
Aye.
So wait, a shot of steroids is supposed to restore hearing?
Yeah, over time. Over
I'll just go deaf.
A certain amount of time. And I swear to God, I was thinking the same thing, Bino. Like, do I really want to do that? This sounds horrible. I'm okay
yes,
here.
You would do anything to preserve
I know.
Your hearing.
Yeah, in the end, you definitely would. So I show up today, and I meet with a doctor, and the doctor says basically the same thing. He looked at my charts. I did a hearing test over there, everything. He goes, ran over the scenario of when, how I lost it, and he goes, you'd be surprised how often this happens. We've seen about 10 people this week with the same thing. Happens to about one in every 500 people. And here's the weird part. I looked it up online. It happens 90% of the time to people in their late 40s or early 50s, which makes no sense to me, but that fits where I am in life. And he didn't have an answer. He's like, I don't know. No one knows. It just happens. And so I go, okay, so is the steroid thing the next option? He goes, yes. And he goes, we recommend, since it's been a couple of weeks, if it's been between 2 and 4 weeks of initial diagnosis, you need to be more aggressive with this. And so what we recommend is the oral steroid and then also a shot in the ear 3 times, once a week for the next 3 weeks.
Whoa.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Now, I also have to get an MRI because there could be, whatever, 1-2% chance there's something in my brain that's causing this. So I got to get that taken care of next week, too. But, 98%, this is exactly what it is. He's like, we see it all the time. People freak out over it because it is such a weird sensation waking up. Typically, people wake up in the morning, and it's that way. And they're going nuts. They're hitting the side of their head, with a shoe. And
I missed the first part of this. You woke up, and you had
more or less
just go out all of a sudden.
Yeah, it went out all of a sudden at night. It was about 10:30 at night. And, I stood up, and I literally did. I lost hearing in my left ear.
And you had never had an experience with wax or anything like that?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Because that's what a lot of people get.
The warranty on your ear had just expired.
It had.
Just expired.
Unfortunately.
And you weren't answering the calls to extend that warranty.
Right. So I go, you know what? Like Gordon said, it is my hearing. I will do anything to get it back to 100%. So
you have so many big head Todd shows to go to.
I know,
to.
Right? And I was thinking about that. And he asked me, he goes, are you in an industry with loud noises?
No.
And I'm like, I work it for a radio station, but I...
Of course, you had to slip that in there.
Well, he wanted to know.
I mean, it's only the top-rated radio show in the afternoon.
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
Drive.
I used to do e-news.
I've killed off every co-host I've ever had.
What a bitch. I'm sure you've heard of me. Anyway, so he was talking more about working in, construction or... So he goes, do you handle firearms a lot? I'm like, no.
Yes.
No, I don't. I'm only a bow hunter. I do it with empathy. So...
And blow darts.
You're right. So I was like, let's go. Let's do the shots. Let's do it. He's like, okay. So they roll you over on your side, and they tell you... I mean, it's right then. And they go... They numb your ear. Your eardrum. And so obviously it's like drops. And the girl who came in and administered it, she goes... I'm just warning you, this is going to burn. And the numbing drops. I go, okay. And I'm thinking, whatever. I'm good. Whatever.
Sure.
And
hot,
dude, I almost jumped out of the chair.
Oh.
She goes, okay, here you go.
You attacked her?
And no.
She was so hot that you were like,
God, I love you.
Risk it all.
Risk it all.
Stab through your other eardrum.
I must assault you.
He risked it all.
It hurt so bad.
Just the numbing drops?
Yes. And it scared you to death. And she's like, she goes, people describe it like they're lighting a match in your ear. And that's exactly what it was. I mean, I was like, oh my God. And she goes, you're doing good. You're doing good. You're fine. You're fine. I'm like, oh God. Oh God. And then
nurse
it kinda,
me.
And then it kind of nursed me. I just lift my shirt up. Nurse me.
Well, no.
Oh, the other
one. Nurse from me.
Oh, okay. See, I can't hear right now. So
he hears things backwards.
Right. And then I'm like, okay, well, I thought it would be like going to the dentist where you wait 20 minutes for it to take effect. And she goes, okay, are you ready? I'm like, all right. Like, you just recovered from lighting a match in your ear, and then it's go time. And I go, okay. And she goes, this is going to take about 30 seconds.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh, okay. And she goes, you're going to feel an immense amount of pressure in there. And you're going to feel the fluid, the medicine, the steroid entering your eardrum.
Like shot.
And I'm like, okay. And so, boom, here comes the needle. You feel like the thunk. You can feel all of it. And it is the weirdest feeling because the pain is there. You feel it.
Did you take a look at the needle before?
I did not. Okay. No, I have no idea what that thing looks like. But as she's like, you're walking you through it like a dentist would. Like, you're doing good. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. And like, she's like holding onto my shoulder. Like, it is.
Oh yeah.
Crazy how weird it is, and to feel that needle go in there and the fluid build up, and she's like, you know, I'm counting backwards, thinking like 30, 29. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Hang on, Gordon. I know this affects you. So it finishes, and she finishes.
Not in the ear.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And she's like, okay, you did great. You did great. And puts the alcohol swab in, or the cotton ball in there.
Light
and then
cigarette.
She goes, and in the middle of it, she goes, you're going to feel dizzy. You're going to feel dizzy. And you feel so dizzy and so crazy when it's over with, they make you sit there for damn near a half hour.
Really?
In the chair, yes. She went and turned the lights off. She left the room.
Because you would have vertigo and you would just fall as soon as you got
I would
up.
Fall, or I'd get in the car and have a wreck or whatever. And so, yeah, you lay there for 20, 30 minutes.
So weird.
And then they come in and they get you. And, like, I mean, you think, like, I mean, I was almost to the point where I was taking a nap because you felt so, you felt sick. You feel really, really weird. And so that's it. That's one of three. I have to do it again next week on Thursday, and then the next Thursday as well. And we'll see if it takes effect. They say it could take up to 4 months for it to recover your hearing.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Do you have
what are the chances
right
it doesn't return?
There's a chance. There's a chance. And, you know, Bob asked me this yesterday. He's like, what's the concern level? I would say it's minimal because I'm okay with this right now. Like, it's bothersome.
Because nothing bad ever happens to me.
It's bothersome, but it's not the end of the world, right? Like, even if I, and I think I told Mino this, the squawk box in my ear right now, this broken speaker feeling, I almost would it rather just go away completely and be completely deaf in that ear than deal with the weird squawky. As I was saying at Super Bowl, I don't know if you guys noticed, I always sat on the far left side of whatever table we were at, unless it was a round table at dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So think about that. Like at the pizza place we went to, because I could only hear out of one ear, and everything sounded weird on the left side. So I would sit next to Killer on my left side and act like I was listening to him. Like, uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's perfect for Killer.
It is. It is.
Well, get better, Corby.
All right. Let's do a little e-news, Davey.
Somebody's doing worse than Corby.
Thank God.
Into the Power Hour we go. Lots to do here. And we start by stopping down for... which is brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. You're still there, Gordon, right?
I'm still here, yes, sir.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but it was spring of last year that the announcement was made that Bruce Willis had aphasia, which affected his ability to remember and communicate, and so he was retiring from acting.
Yes.
Well, his family has released a statement today. They have a further diagnosis.
Uh-oh.
So they said that his diagnosis of aphasia has progressed.
Yeah.
And now they have a more specific diagnosis, frontotemporal dementia, otherwise known as FTD. And so challenges with communication are just one of the symptoms. But they say for people under 60, FTD is the most common form of dementia. But because the diagnosis can take years, it's more prevalent than we really even know it is.
Wow. You know, and I remember doing this story, and Gordon, I'm sure you did too, about how his family knew something was wrong years ago, and they kind of rolled with it without a proper diagnosis, and they also let the kind of his work schedule continue, and I think that producers and directors and Hollywood kind of took advantage of it. Like, it was really a weird non-symbiotic relationship that he developed with the film industry, and because I think his family was almost kind of pimping him out for these last roles.
Right, trying to cash in before he retired. Yeah, and much like Alzheimer's, there are no known treatments for the disease, so it's just a progressive dementia that just gets worse over time. And they say that as his condition advances, that they hope any media attention can help shine a light on the disease that really does not have much exposure or awareness.
I wonder if they've looked in. It's terrible. I wonder if they've looked into baldness.
I don't think there's any link.
Well,
but
you would say that.
I would say that. It's part of the bald lobby.
Yeah, I mean, you have gotten worse at your Super Bowl trick.
That's
so
true.
maybe that's the first symptom.
Sign.
Yeah. Or what if
your dementia
grew my hair back out? Would the Super Bowl trick reemerge?
So only Gordon, one way to find out.
Gordon, have you heard us say that? Did you watch the House of Dragon, the new Game of Thrones?
Yes.
That the king, you know, the king, whatever his name is in the show.
Viserys.
Yes.
Yeah.
That he looks just like Bob with a wig.
He does, kind of. I want Bob to start wearing that mask.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the actor is coming to a Comic-Con in June. And so we're trying to get Bob to secure a blonde wig before that so we can arrange a meet and greet.
It's only fair.
I'm in. Let's go. Let's do it.
I'm going to have to come pick you up in Louisville.
Maybe.
Or Coppell and drag you all the way back over there to make sure you do it.
Just send a raven.
Gordon, I heard you do this story this morning on Muse, I believe.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Interstitial. Yes. But I wanted to touch on it here. It's kind of, sort of e-news, I suppose.
Sure.
I don't know if you guys noticed the jacket that the resurrected Damar Hamlin was wearing when he was sitting in Roger Goodell's box at the Super Bowl.
I don't know what you're talking about. Damar Hamlin is dead.
Well, the fake Damar Hamlin.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
What they want.
The body double was wearing a jacket. It was like a letter jacket.
Okay.
And it had unique designs on it. So,
like Buzz Aldrin.
Were there Qs all over it?
No, it was not. It was not a QAnon letter jacket.
Okay. From QAnon.
That's the name of my band. Patch for Charleston on the side.
QAnon letter jacket.
No, it was a Kanye West Eternal Saint varsity jacket. And so he was spotted in the stands wearing this, and it was very confusing because...
It's very creepy.
It was creepy and confusing because it had religious imagery, but it was just off. So on the back of the jacket, there is an abstract illustration of Jesus...
Holding a 40-ounce?
Hanging on the cross.
Holding a 40-ounce?
No, and then there's the word eternal emblazoned across the back. And then on the front, on the chest, the left chest, it had a close-up abstract depiction of Jesus's face. And then there is a text of a...
sweet grill.
Text of a Bible verse that says, without end or beginning, there is no day and no night. And so... It does have like those religious overtones, but the abstract nature of the Jesus depictions are so bizarre that it seems like anti-religious, would you say, Gordon?
Yeah, it was these... I described it as kind of like this grotesque zombie SpongeBob-looking Jesus.
That's my band name.
Grotesque SpongeBob, SpongeBob Jesus.
It was really creepy, and Adrian Peterson thought it was offensive.
Yeah, yeah. He was the first one who publicly called it out,
good,
saying that it was blasphemy. And then
and his son said, out, no, it wasn't, Dad. And then it got really bad.
Go get a switch.
He reached out to DeMar, and then he recanted that. And he said, after speaking with DeMar, I have an understanding that I didn't have before, that it did not come from a place of ill intent. And
is it a fashion thing?
Yeah, it's a Kanye West Eternal Saint, well, like his fashion.
It's a $6,000 jacket.
Okay, I know nothing about fashion, as I've said 1,000 times, but do you get that jacket at Sears or wherever they sell Kanye stuff, or do you have to order it on KanyeWest.com?
I'm sure you buy it at some couture place on Rodeo Drive.
Okay, but it is in a place that you have to go into. So these people that sell it are aware. It's not a direct-to-consumer thing from Kanye's website.
I doubt
so it. So it has to pass muster.
I don't know.
The powers that be at these places.
When you found the $6,000 retail price, Gordon, was that listed somewhere online?
No, I can't remember. I doubt that he paid for that, right? Somebody put him in that. It was the biggest appearance of his life. And
maybe it's just
I'm
his
sure it was
jacket.
Intentional that he wore that.
Hell, maybe Kanye
favorite
did it.
SpongeBob Jesus jacket.
I'm saying Kanye all up in that fashion game. You saw that Letterman interview with him, right?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't he showing you like his galoshes that went for $12,000?
Right.
You know, just all the crazy fashion stuff Kanye's up in into.
Is there any weird, I mean, I know he's the weirdest guy on the planet, but it's through all his weirdness over the last 5 years, has he shown any anti-religion proclivity?
No,
because
no,
he was doing Sunday service.
Yeah.
He was doing like a gospel revival thing that he was like the MC of. It was bizarre.
Didn't he do an entire album like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I guess in Kanye's bizarre mind,
no, I think
SpongeBob
it's
Jesus is absolutely respectful.
It's
is
it just worth very it? Odd artwork.
Is it worth it to get to knock the bottom out of Kim for 8 years to
bottom
turn into a crazy person
no
like that?
No.
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 I don't think so.
I don't think
either
that's
I mean,
what
he,
made
I think
him
he would
crazy
have gone crazy anyway. He was already headed down that path.
That exacerbated
but,
things.
But,
and
yeah,
I don't know that he knocked the bottom out of her. Didn't he knock the bottom out of a surrogate?
Well, I'm sure at some point he tried. It's impossible to knock the bottom completely out of her.
He knocked the bottom out of a Dixie cup.
He knocked the bottom. He maybe made her bottom bigger.
By the way, DeMar Hamlin said, or fake DeMar Hamlin said, after talking with my fake parents, I understand how my coat could have offended some people. It was never my intention to hurt or disrespect everyone. The coat is abstract art to me. Then he followed
intention
up
intention doesn't matter. Harm
he said,
does
my beliefs and relationship with God is not tied to symbolic images. I will learn from this and continue to walk in love as I always have. And then he puts in the Bible quote, Matthew 7:1-5, with heart hands.
I'm wondering if in like 1 year, assuming he doesn't return to the NFL and play, which I think he will, how quickly I'm going to forget his name. When it, 2 years. Well, no, I'm just saying 2 years from now, I'm not going to be going, that guy, the heart attack on the field, because I didn't know him before. It's not like it was Herschel Walker that went down.
You're going to be like Tony Romo. Like, the guy.
Black guy.
Black guy. His heart stopped.
Yeah. Sounds like Kamar.
Wish I hadn't joined the program now.
I have a special story for you, Gordon, quickly to close out E! News. Did you see about the sale of Elvis's private jet?
Ooh.
Yeah, the one that was abandoned in the desert?
Will yes.
You please buy this, Gordon?
Well, he lost his chance because it was sold through a Mecum auction in Florida back in January, and Priscilla Presley was there. So it's a 1962 Lockheed Jetstar. And it was parked in the desert in at Roswell International Airport for 40 years. And so the last owner was a California businessman, Jim Gallardi. I don't think he's any relation to Tom, but he has, I guess, car dealerships in California. He bought the jet at auction in 2017 for $430,000. It doesn't work. It's just Elvis's
jet. Can you
jet.
Fix it, though?
I guess maybe.
I don't think you'd want to.
And so he bought it in 2017 for $430,000. He was going to bring it to California and have it as a curiosity in one of his dealerships. He never got around to relocating it. He never even visited it once since he bought it. And so he sold it just last month for $260,000. So he lost quite a bit of money. Not a good investment. It was originally purchased in 1976 for $840,000 by Elvis. And the interior seats 9, has original red velvet covered upholstery.
Of course.
Has a couch and passenger seats that swivel and recline. It has wood paneling with gold finish hardware. And then it also has an entertainment center with an RCA TV and VCR player.
Oh, man, Gordon.
It was the top of the line.
If this goes up for sale again, will you please trade the Lee Harvey Oswald penile implant for this?
I don't have that object. I'm seeking that object.
It was not
hunting it. You're like Indiana Jones.
Unfortunately, I know. Unfortunately, it was not the jet that had the TCB on the tail fin.
That's right.
It was just the orange stripe. So it wasn't that cool.
I don't think Elvis ever christened it. Did he?
Surely he did.
All right, we got to go. Gordon, we love you. We hope to see you out at Ticket Stock here tomorrow. If we don't,
let's
still love
hope.
You.
Fingers crossed.
All right, bud. Be good. There he goes. Gordon Keith.
Bye, Gordon.